This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The MP for the city voices disappointment over what he sees as a lack of involvement of his constituency in plans for the T20 World Cup. The vending sector prepares to reap the financial benefits from the World Cup. Classes at the Ellerslie School resume today. Fire destroys hotels and houses in a gold mining community in Guyana. And Israel's Prime Minister orders prison preparations for thousands of expected arrests. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Member of Parliament for the City of Bridgetown, Corey Lane, says he's disappointed that his constituency has so far not been included in plans for the ICC T20 World Cup. The preparation is being led by a national organizing committee to ensure the island is set for the event, which will be held at Kensington Oval. Mr. Lane was speaking during a branch meeting at the Barbados Labour Party headquarters in Bridgetown.
I'm very disappointed with the involvement of the City of Bridgetown, its MP and its people in relation to the planning and execution of World Cup Barbados so far. I have been knocking at the door of the organizers up to the Prime Minister in relation to World Cup because people have a certain expectation. Last time World Cup come, the roads were paved with gold and running with honey. And now World Cup come again, that is what my people are looking for. But they ain't even got a glass of water. So that is something as an MP I will continue to represent you on with the Prime Minister, with the organizers, and I will not be backing down.
Mr. Lane, however, explained that his team has been working to ensure that city residents can benefit from the increased business.
Particularly Pickwick Gap, New Orleans, and surrounding areas can get a piece of the pie, particularly the economic pie. My team have been working in terms of getting the brand a very favorable stall inside the Oval because it's only fair. And then as one of the probably financially poorest branches in Barbados, I think it would be advantageous for us to be able to have some kind of income earning activity directly for the brand for World Cup Barbados.
As Member of Parliament for the City of Bridgetown, Corey Lane. Meantime, the Barbados Association of Retailers and Vendors, Barvin, says it is optimistic ahead of the T20 World Cup. Barvin President Alistair Alexander says they are currently putting plans in place in collaboration with government to ensure that the entire sector benefits.
We will be working with government to put the vending sector in the best position to fully benefit from these gains. The proximity of the Barvin Market on the mighty Griner Highway to the event means we will be doing all we can to make our market an important part of showcasing our cultural heritage to the world. The other side to this is that we must do the necessary house cleaning. We must take the initiative to put wrong things within our sector right. We'll be engaging with our membership and with government to clean up and organize, to continue to push for orderly development.
President of the Barbados Association of Retailers and Vendors, Alistair Alexander. The Ministry of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment has partnered with the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, to launch its youth entrepreneurship program across the region. This was revealed by Minister Charles Griffith as he spoke at the BLP's branch meeting in Bridgetown. Mr. Griffith said plans for the program will be finalized in a month.
We're working with the University of the West Indies to push the youth entrepreneurship program within the region. And I will say to you that we're probably a month away from having the final document signed that will allow us to be able to have asked the officers to speak to their counterparts, the directors of youth within the region, find out if there's a need in their area, and we're already getting feedback in relation to that in terms of how we can now earn some money through a program from the ministry that started on the ground.
He added they are also working with the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology so that those who complete community programs can be certified.
I have asked them, and we're moving at that level, that every single vocational program that we're running or project, that the certificate must be certified. And we are working in concert with the SJPI. I too would have benefited from that because I had a dressmaking program within my constituency that finished at SJPI where those youngsters are able to have a certificate with the SJPI attached to it where you can stick it on the wall and I can charge you more money than if it was a certificate of participation.
Minister of Youth, Sports and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. Classes at the Ellerslie School resumed today after being closed to facilitate cleaning. In a letter sent out to parents last Thursday, the principal of the school said that classes for junior students would be held online as officials investigated the environmental conditions at the school. A press release from the Ministry of Education Thursday night said the contractor recommended that only those working on the school should be there on Friday. Communications consultant with the ministry, Gaynell Marshall, in a statement said, the school is now ready.
Cleaning that was taking place at the Ellerslie Secondary School has now been completed. It is confirmed that the school will be open and ready on Monday, March 11.
Communications consultant with the Ministry of Education, Gaynell Marshall. The Barbados Accreditation Council has voiced its commitment to ensuring that the tertiary education programs being offered here are of a high standard. This commitment was expressed yesterday when the council began celebrations of its 20th anniversary with a church service at the Sanctuary Empowerment Center, Country Road, St. Michael. Executive Director Lisa Gale highlighted some of the work done over the last two decades.
Statistically, over the years, we have been able to quality assure and register almost, we haven't got there yet when we looked at the statistics, almost 100 tertiary education institutions across Barbados. They've become recognized, and that is the word, recognition. So that is really good. And they have met our minimum standards. And some of them have gone a little further, and they have reached the global standard of accreditation. In addition to this, more than 3,000 Barbadians and CARICOM nationals have been issued with certificates and or verification, recognizing their skills.
That's Executive Director of the Barbados Accreditation Council, Lisa Gale. A medical professional believes that the lack of proper work-life balance is leading to burnout in the healthcare sector. Dr. Chantel Miller says that overworked nurses and doctors can become inefficient if they have long working hours. She was speaking on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program on the topic of burnout in the medical industry.
It is going to lead to a decline in the services that we can provide to the public, and then that leads to an increase in all diseases, particularly our chronic non-communicable diseases, where we just don't have the workforce to manage patients adequately. And I say adequately because obviously you need adequate staffing to be able to produce the results that you need. And at the bottom line of this, that is going to affect productivity and the financial state of the nation.
She says employers must introduce measures to prevent burnout.
Creating environments where people can have proper work-life balance, so flexible work hours, persons not working for extended hours at any one time. In some places across the world, persons can work more than 12 hours. And this is not just in relation to feeling burnt out, but there are impacts on patient care as it relates to this. You can have a lot more errors. People can die if you're not able to do your job adequately, if you can't concentrate, etc.
Dr. Chantel Miller. An early Sunday morning fire destroyed two hotels and two houses at Etringbang, a gold mining community on the Guyana side of the border with Venezuela. According to Demerara Waves Online News, no one was injured. A source said the fire was caused by a faulty electricity generator. The Guyana Fire Service, however, said the fire started at about 3 a.m. and was of unknown origin. One resident from the area said he noticed the fire erupting from a circuit board area of his two-story building, which consists of 10 rooms. And finally, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered his defense, national security, and finance ministers to open up space in Israeli prisons in preparation for the arrests of thousands more Palestinians this year. The office of the Prime Minister said in a statement that the military and the internal security agency, Shin Bet, have assessed that many more will be arrested in Gaza and Israel will run out of prison space if it doesn't do something now. Approximately 4,000 Palestinians have already been arrested since the October start of the war, prompting preparations. Recapping the headlines, MP for the city voices disappointment over what he sees as a lack of involvement of his constituency in plans for the T20 World Cup. The vending sector prepares to reap the financial benefits from the World Cup. Classes at the Ellerslie School resume today. Fire destroys hotels and houses in a gold mining community in Guyana. And Israel's prime minister orders prison preparations for thousands of expected arrests. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp. Add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.